Live from the WKNH studio, it's Sean Mozone After Dark, here on WKNH Keene 91.3. Tonight's guest, Bill Cosby. Poetry by Sean's cousin Tyler. Featuring the WKNH House Band. Now, here's your host, Sean Mozone. Thank you. Thank you. All right, settle down. Be quiet. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Hey everybody, thanks for listening, and I'm Sean, and I'm your host. You may know me from my other job hosting The Danger Zone on this station, Tuesdays from 4 to 6, which you should also check out. Alright, so I know what you're all thinking. Oh, this guy already has a show. What does he need another one for? Well, I'm gonna be honest, it's because I like to talk, and on the radio, I can make people listen. Now, I know you could just walk away or change the station, but I like to pretend. People gather their families around the radio and intently listen to every word that I say. Also in my dreams, it's the 1940s. No, but seriously. I've always been a fan of late night talk shows like Jimmy Kimmel or Conan. Letterman's alright. Leno, not so much. I've always wanted to do that. And now I can because the station lets me do pretty much whatever I want. Well, when I thought of how to get a late-night show, I thought, what's the most outdated form of communication we still have today? When my late-night letter-writing program didn't work, I decided the next thing to become obsolete was the radio. So here I am now. Alright, so I kind of want to run this like a talk show, but much looser format. I might have some games to play. Maybe later I'll do some call-ins. Probably not this episode, but definitely some later episodes. Some great guests. If you have any ideas, go find me out. Go find me online and tell me your ideas. Stuff like that. But essentially, don't judge me too hard. I'm just trying something new. It'll get better as we go on. Alright, so coming up now, we've got Bill Cosby, followed by some more stuff right after this.
Take me out once in a while.
Welcome back. That was the WKNH House Band, also known as Don't Stop or We'll Die, with Once in a While. And now, my first guest tonight was the titular star of The Cosby Show and an accomplished stand-up comedian. Please help me welcome a true titan of comedy, Bill Cosby. Great to have you here, Mr. Cosby. I'm a huge fan. Please, John, that's Dr. Cosby to you. Oh, my apologies, Dr. Cosby. I'm just messing with you. Please call me Bill. That's the trademark humor that made him famous. So, Bill, I've got to ask what's on everyone's mind right now. What's going on with your voice? You sound like someone doing a bad impression of you.
Well, you see, Sean, what happened was I was walking down the stairs to get some Jell-O for the kitchen. Boy, do I love some Jell-O. When my son Theo pushed me down the stairs, I hit my head and the doctor said I damaged my front lobe. That's where the voice stuff happens, you know, Sean.
Well, that answers my next question about the bandage on your head. The bandage is pretty red, though. When did all this happen?
Oh, just last night. I was rushed to the hospital. The doctors said they were surprised that I was survived and was awake.
And they let you out of the hospital so soon?
Oh, no way! They had me all locked up in a room, but I escaped. I came here.
Why did you come here?
I figured they would never look for me on the radio, because they probably had iPods.
Ooh, that one hurts. Sir, some Theo pushed you down the stairs.
Yo!
Was it an accident?
Not a chance. That grimy little rat is trying to kill me so he can inherit the Cosby fortune. Little does he know I left everything to my lovely daughter, Rudy.
So, in your mind, are you living in the Cosby Show?
Not exactly.
Please explain.
It's probably best if you don't ask too many questions.
Who's your favorite child?
Oh, that's an easy one. It's Rudy. I always liked him better than the rest.
Alright, then who is your least favorite kid? It has to be Theo now, right?
You know, you would think that, but it's Vanessa.
Really? Even after Theo tried to kill you? Why Vanessa?
Oh, I can't explain it. I just never really liked her.
Fantastic. Time for a short break, but we'll be back with more Bill Cosby.
When you close to me.
Welcome back. That was the WK Niche House Band, also known as The Gorillaz, with On Melancholy Hill. Now, I've still got Bill Cosby here, and Bill, you seem to be hurt pretty bad. We should probably get you to a hospital.
Blaze, I bet her dad dives worse than this.
Oh, yeah? Tell me the story.
Well, you see, I was hanging out with the Junkyard Guy, and Bushmouth's stupid talking was starting to make me mad. So I figured that I was an OBGYN doctor, and I could probably fix what was ever wrong with that silly little man's mouth. But whenever I tried to stick my hand in his mouth to get a good look, the rat would bite my fingers.
You have now started to mix the Cosby Show with Fat Albert?
So I asked my dear friend Fat Albert to hold his mouth open, and Fat Albert says, "Hi, hi, hi, stop calling me fat, it hurts my feelings." So I tell Fat Albert to shut his trap, and hold Mouse Mouth's face open, and would you know, Dumb Donald starts giving me crap. So I tell the Junkyard Gang they better do what I say, or I'll put a weapon to them, just like a little named Black Cockroach. Dumb Donald, would you know, whack me upside the head with a piece of his trash trombone. And the Junkyard Gang just hobbed on me. They left me unconscious in a pile of garbage. And when I came to, I had broken every bone in my body. But I managed to stumble home.
How did you walk if you broke all the bones in your body?
So when I got home, my mom looked at me, shook her head, and said, "You're going to live with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air."
That one's Will Smith.
I never saw a doctor for that old thing. So in conclusion, my head injury is gonna be fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with this interview. What are you even here to promote?
Watch the Cosby Show, Thursdays at 8.
You know that hasn't been on the air since 1992.
Fine, then Fat Albert on CBS.
Not on either.
Lil Bill?
No.
Asba!
Are you sure you're okay, Bill?
You got any jello?
Bill Cosby, everybody. Now it's time for a segment that I like to call To Each His Own, where I take a terrible movie and find a real 5-star review of it. I cannot stress this enough, these are unedited reviews straight from the internet. First movie we have on tap is The Room. The Room is widely considered to be the worst movie of all, one of the worst movies of all time. The main star and director, Tommy Wiseau, tells a story of, well, who knows. The plot of this movie is pretty hard to follow, and Wiseau's accent, which I cannot place, is all over the place. Seriously, though, if you haven't seen The Room, go watch it. It's very entertaining, but still, just absolutely atrocious. So without further ado, here is their first review from a man named Fred. This is a movie with heart. A close-knit group of friends who care about each other is threatened by the change of the heart of a woman in the group who can't bring herself to be honest about her feelings. On the first time through, we have no idea how this dilemma will be resolved. Second time, nuances become apparent. Third time, the humor is appreciated. 5 stars. Alright, now I've watched this movie twice. Because, you know, it's a good time. I can say that he was spot on when he said, "We have no idea." Where Fred lost me was when he started talking about the merits of watching it again. The only reason you should watch this movie again is because you're showing it to one of your friends. Next review is from Brandon. Absolutely incredible film on every level. It can be watched over and over, and you will find yourself drawn into the journey of a man seeking the American dream, but coming up against the harsh, brutal reality of how a dream can turn into a nightmare. Sex, drugs, guns, and death are all woven into this tragedy from visionary writer, director, and actor, Tommy Wiseau. 5 stars. This one seems a little bit sarcastic, but whatever. Most of the reviews for this movie were 5 stars because of how funny it is. This movie's not a comedy, though. However, it is supposed to be a gripping drama, but boy does it miss. One last thing about The Room. If you do watch this movie for the first time, just make it through the first 20 minutes or so. The first part of the movie consists of
3 disgusting sex scenes, each about 5 minutes long. Once you make it through that, prepare for a good time. Alright, the next movie we have up is Showgirls. I don't know why I watched Showgirls in the first place, but I regret it. This movie isn't even so bad it's good. It's so bad it hurts. The dialogue is so poorly written that it's worse than the acting. I don't really know how to describe Showgirls, so I will just let these reviews do the job. Leading off is David. Of course Showgirls is exploitative and demeaning to women. Almost all Hollywood movies are demeaning to women. Almost all of them are male-written, male-directed, male fantasies, but most of them cover this fact with a thin veneer of empowerment and sensitivity. Making perfunctory surface concessions to political correctness. It's hypocritical, dishonest, and has horrible long-term effects on the psyches of young and impressionable girls and boys. The brilliance of Showgirls is that it gathers all of the worst Hollywood masculine excesses and throws it unapologetically in our faces. This movie is straight from the id, primal, brutish male fantasy. Every woman in the movie is a laughable character who advances, if at all, by deceiving other women and becoming a sexual object for men. The heroine, Nomi, who crosses every line, sells every shred of dignity, physically assaults her female competitors, sleeps with her boss, gets her best friend raped, and at the end of the film, claims she has gambled and won on herself. This nod to empowerment is a slap to the face of anyone who's been paying attention. 5 stars. This review doesn't really make any sense, and I feel like it's criticizing the movie, but it gave it 5 stars, and I didn't understand the movie. So, what are you gonna do? Next up is Stacy. Showgirls is one of my favorite movies, but many people just don't get the point of it. Escapism and entertainment at the movies, I guess, have become out of style. Hello, the whole point of going to the movies is to have fun, and Showgirls delivers the goods. This film is schlocky. Okay, I admit it. But it sure is entertaining. It's kind of a cult classic now, and for good reason. Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell TV fame is Nomi, a wannabe dancer who claws her way to the top of a Vegas hotel show, encountering colorful characters and seedy situations along the way. She's ruthless, but vulnerable, and you want her to succeed, to be the best, but you don't like her methods of getting there. But then, when you can't help but applaud her for knowing at the end that all of the fame and the money in the world isn't worth losing your self-respect. I love Gina Gershon as Crystal, Vegas show goddess reigning queen. Gina is one of the best actresses out there. See Miss Bound and you'll know what I mean. She has great on-screen chemistry with Miss Berkley, and their frail, strained relationship finally culminates into a deep understanding between them about what you have to give up to have it all. The atmosphere of Vegas is dead on. Paul Verhoeven did a fantastic job of capturing all the sleaze behind the new Disneyland, and the music and sets and dancing are fabulous. It's so mesmerizing that you'll feel like a voyeur watching from just meters away. What a show. See this movie and judge for yourself. 5 stars. You're right, Stacy. I don't get the point of it. But I'm pretty sure even if I did, I still wouldn't have enjoyed it. That concludes this week's edition of To Each His Own. Tune in next week where I once again make fun of people who like things that I don't. We'll be right back after this.
Big friend who gave birth to many friends with a voice.
Thank you, WKNH House Band, also known as the Aquabats, with Super Red. Now, back to the show! So, next up, I have my cousin, Tyler. He is 13 years old and struggling with middle school. So, please give a warm welcome to my cousin, Tyler. Alright, welcome to the show, Tyler.
I don't want to do this. You're just stupid.
Hey, now, you don't mean that. You're just at that stage where everything is stupid.
Whatever.
So I understand you wrote some poetry and you want to perform it tonight.
No.
I know you wrote the poem, but you don't want to share it?
I mean, fine. I guess I will.
Fantastic. Here's my cousin Tyler with a sonnet he wrote about growing up.
Going through puberty is so very hard. Suddenly my body just makes a change. This new hair on my skin makes me feel strange. From bullies I must always be on guard. Pretty girls make me feel nervous so I hide. My once clear face now covered in acne. Mood swings that cause my mother to smack me. I'm caught in an emotional riptide. No longer a child, but not yet a man. Going to get through this, I know I can. Whatever, it's stupid, it doesn't even matter.
Wow, Tyler, that was great. I think I speak for everyone when I say we've all been there.
Really?
Yeah, it's what puberty's like in middle school. It's not that fun, but you gotta get through it, Tyler. Now you can.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me on your show, too.
Hey, no problem. Get out of here, you little kid.
Bye, Sean. I'll see you at Easter.
My cousin Tyler, everybody. Alright, our next segment is for all you sports nuts out there. It's the Fantasy Food Update. This week's edition is soup. So I'm here to give you all the tips you need to win your Fantasy Food League.
Now let's get it started with Stock Rising. Potato Leek Soup. Now Potato Leek had a huge month and really stepped up its game last month when I was sick. This close cousin of perennial superstar Clam Chowder is showing that it can hang with the cream of the crop. Potato Leek Soup. Stock Rising. Now Stock Falling. Tortilla Soup. This Mexican treat had a rough month and had a very poor showing in the Make Me Not Sick challenge. In fact, I have trouble understanding how tortilla soup has been able to hang on this long. In conclusion, tortilla soup, no mas, stock falling. Sell high! A bit of a surprise in this category, as my sell high soup of the week is chicken noodle. Chicken Noodle once ruled the soup game, dispatching challengers with ease. But now that the competition has raised its level, Chicken Noodle is in danger of falling behind. Chicken Noodle Soup, you had a good run on top, but sell high. Now your waiver wire steal of the week. Going back to the chicken and broth family for our waiver wire steal, young upstart Chicken and Rice has stepped up its game and people are starting to notice. I would snap up chicken and rice quick, because it's only owned in 38% of leagues, and that number is sure to skyrocket. Get on the bandwagon now for chicken and rice, your waiver wire steal of the week. Just follow these tips and tricks, and you're bound to win your fantasy food league. This has been the Fantasy Update. I'm Sean Malone. We'll be back right after this.
I don't need drugs, I got a higher thing. My sky hook makes a team look good, but there's a hook we gotta shake from the neighborhood.
My name is West, and on the court I'm rough. Out here on the street, we all gotta get tough. Say no to drugs, call the drug man's brother.
Call me Smrek, I give my team my best. When you really care, you can do no less. But the game of life is more serious, cause drugs make boobies of all of us.
My name is Michael, but they call me Cool. My main hangout is up around the hoop. We play hard, but we still play smart. We never let drugs tear us apart.
I'm AC Green with the word. You can't win the game with your vision blurred. Train your child the way to go, and when the drug man comes, he'll say no. Jump shot, I like the idea of being on top, and the top's in reach of every man, if drugs aren't in his master plan.
I'm Kurt Rambis, they call me Superman, and I'm known to give a helping hand. Now there's a rival out there on the streets, we all got to work together to be.
We're the top, but we're no relation, and we stand together for a drug-free nation. Here's words with the sweet slam dunk.
I can make a bet without that jump. The winning point is what I'm passing to you. Be like us and make the right moves. Say no!
So let's cut the crack man's money back and tell him to hit the road, man.
Just say no. Just say no to drugs.
I'm the magic man with the Midas touch. Gotta play the right way to keep him moving up. It seems that life costs boys day, but drugs are the price I can't afford to pay.
$1,000 of purple and gold. Don't need drugs to make us bold. We dribble, shoot, and slam dunk. You can win too without that jump.
Say my plays really do the thing, so I'm here to tell you the best play of all. Say no to drugs, cause life is ball. Ball, 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 ball.
And we're back. Thank you to the WKNH House Band, also known as the 1987 Los Angeles Lakers, with their anti-drug anthem, Just Say No. Now, before we finish, I'm going to tell you something that's making me mad this week. It's salt and vinegar chips. Salt and vinegar chips. They smell bad, they taste bad, and I don't like them. That's what's making me mad this week. Alright, that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Big thanks to WKNH House Band and my guest tonight, Bill Cosby. I hope he's okay. I forgot to mention that he kind of just passed out right next to me. It could be from his head injury, or it could be just past his bedtime. Anyway, I'll deal with him when I get off air. And thank you to my cousin Tyler. Stay strong, buddy. It'll get easier. And tune in in 2 weeks, same time, same place, and check out my other show every Tuesday from 4 to 6. It's more of a normal type radio show. This one's a little different. So listen to that, and I'm going to leave you with some...
the WKNH House Band. Good night, Mom.
My soul straight down out the world with my fingers holding on to the devil I know.
All my troubles are hanging your trigger. Take your eyes and your mind from the road. Shoot your mouth if you know who you're aiming. Don't forget to pick up what you sow. Talking trash to the garbage around you. Snakes and bones in the back of your room, handing out the confection of venom. Heaven's drunk with the poison you use. Charm the wolves with the eyes of a gambler. Now I see the comfort to you. Hammer my bones in the anvil of daylight.
That's bitter.
No, 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 no.